I'm Jane.
I'm Ava.
I'm Nyla.
And you're listening to Killing Two Birds with One Stone.
We should think about
the first thing we'll be talking about today is our initial thoughts.
So far, it's entertaining, and we feel like something big is about to happen, like it's leading up to something that's going to be very important for us to know in the book.
The book is kind of confusing.
Like, the setting is kind of confusing because it kind of portrays back in, like, the olden days. So it's kind of hard for us to understand, like, where they're coming from since they have, like, no electronics, their money, like, the value of their money is different and the value of everything is different.
Anymore. It's like
the setting, it takes place in Macomb, Alabama, and the time period is the Great Depression, which is around the 1930s. The atmosphere in the book is, like, gloomy, sad, kind of depressed. And it's really dry because the Dust Bowl just happened.
Because of the Dust Bowl, it was very hard for farmers, which was many of the population's job, to grow their crops and make a profit out of it. Many people started to become poor, which led to the Depression, and it was hard for them to live the same lifestyle they were living, and they had to change many of their ways.
In the book, an example of some poor farmers were the Cunninghams. They didn't have much money, so, like, other people had to trade with them because they didn't have money to pay for them things. I don't know.
The Cunninghams weren't the only people who were affected by the Great Depression. It was really everyone in America, and it was really hard for everyone to make ends meet.
Many living styles had changed throughout this time because they had to find a way to provide for their families with little money to use.
The Great Depression had devastating effects in countries both rich and poor. Personal income, tax, revenue, profits, and prices dropped, and it just made everyone really poor.
A sharp decline happened during the Great Depression in many products from American farms. Examples are corn went from 56 cents to only 20 cents, wheat went from 88 cents to only 41 cents, and one of the most major cutdowns was hogs went from $7.50 to only $3.80.
The Depression was bad for everyone, but the characters in the book still found a way to live their life and be happy and not pay attention to money. The Finch family didn't care about money. If someone didn't have enough money to pay for their services, they would let them trade with, like, goods and stuff.
There are three members of the Finch family: Atticus, the father, Jim, the oldest son, and Scout, the younger daughter. Scout, our favorite character, is the youngest daughter in the Finch family. She is all about having women's rights and, like, being equal with boys, and she's not afraid to put up a fight with her brothers or her brother's friends. She's very tough and strong, and she's also just an overall very funny character.
Jim, who's my favorite character, is the older brother, and he's very protective of his sister. He won't let anything bad happen to her, and he always, like, explains things to her if she doesn't understand.
So Atticus, the father, he's a really good man. He doesn't care about social class or money or anything. And he really stands up for equal rights and everything. And their maid, who's an African-American, he stands up for her. And he makes sure that she's treated equally, just like everybody else.
The Finch's next door neighbors are the Radleys. The Radleys they creep out everyone in the neighborhood, especially Jim and Scout. And Boo Radley, who's the son, he's really creepy. He looks into people's windows. He has stabbed his dad with scissors, and because of that, he was put into the basement of a courthouse because they didn't want him to be with African Americans. But they just really creep everyone out, and nobody really likes them.
Scout and Jim have an obsession with figuring out if the Radleys are still in their house, if they're alive, or what happened to them. They many times have had games where they've dared each other to go up and touch the house or leave something at their house. They think this is fun, but Atticus started to kind of catch on to what they were doing, and he wanted them to stop.
Oh my God.
Miss Bonnie, who is another one of their neighbors, her house burnt down, and it was like a really big tragedy, everything. And she also loves her flowers, but Mr. Radley told her it was a sin to spend a ton of time outside with her flowers. And this could tell us why Radleys are inside so much.
Another tragedy that happened in their neighborhood was a mad dog showed up. Scout and Jim saw him and thought he was just a sick dog. They told Calpurnia and told them to go stitch or like bandage up his paws or whatever, but then she saw the dog, grabbed them, and told them to run inside. She had someone call everyone in the neighborhood and tell them to stay inside their houses. Finally, Mr. Finch, Atticus, came home and saw the dog, and the sheriff, or like the cop person, told him to shoot the dog. He shot it and hit it right in the face, and the cop person told him what a good aim. Scout and Jim never knew that he could shoot a gun like that, and they had never told him, even though he used to be very good. He now doesn't really like to shoot guns or like that kind of stuff, but is still, he never lost how good he was at it.
Since the book is set in the 1930s, gender equality isn't really a thing yet. So Jim calls Scout a woman, and Scout views it as an insult because she doesn't want to be seen as weak or as a person who needs a man to like help her. Sometimes Jim won't let Scout play games with them because Jim thinks she's not tough enough, and so Scout will try to prove her strength by beating people up and punching people.
Since there wasn't gender equality, many women didn't have the same rights as men.
Dill is another one of the main characters in the book, and he only comes in the summer, and he's one of their best friends, and they don't get to see him that often, but when they do, they play and have fun all the time.
Yeah, and he's like, he kind of has like a crush on Scout, and they love to like talk and hang out.
Dill is convinced that Scout's the only woman he'll ever love.
In the book, To Kill a Mockingbird, I think that something big is about to happen. I don't really know what, but I feel like it's going to involve Scout and Dill because in the book, it's been talking about them a lot, and I just feel like something is about to happen.
Scout and Dill are in love. Well, Dill's more in love with Scout than Scout's in love with Dill. And Dill keeps trying to like kiss her and tell her how much he loves her. And Scout is beating him up because she doesn't like him as much as he likes her.
So far, the book is very exciting and has been one of the best books we've read in literature so far. And it actually keeps us focused on the book we're reading, instead of like our minds going off different places from us getting bored from the book.
Yeah, the book's very interesting and it keeps leaving me want to read more.
Yeah, it's an attention getter, and I just like want to read a lot of it.
Thanks for listening, and I hope this helped you understand the book To Kill a Mockingbird better.